Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Joined now, as who's become a weekly guest the last 3 weeks, Ryan Andrade of Golf Partner of rotowire.com, brought to you by golfpartnerusa.com. I'm going to drop our link into the chat so you can go and see the great deals that Golf Partner USA has right there. So you see it. I just dropped it there. And Ryan, we're going to talk Masters in a second, but you have two main gigs at RotoWire. You do college basketball and you do golf. So we're going to talk Masters in a second. But college basketball-wise, this has been a wild week, especially here, waiting on Scott Drew's decision. He spurns Kentucky. They go to Mark Pope, who is one of their own, and the temperature in Lexington is low for him. What do you think about Kentucky's decision and how this went down?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting when you think about it, right? And, you know, I think part of the Big Blue Nation's concerns and things like that is the fact that a job like Kentucky doesn't just go out on the open market. You know, we've seen any of the blue bloods, really. I mean, we saw Duke and North Carolina get filled recently, but those were all hires within. You knew those were coming months ahead of time. You just don't really see a job like this open up. And the fact that there was a number of different candidates out there that they tried to reach out to and fell through for various reasons, but honestly, I think it's a solid hire. You know, you look at Mark Pope and, you know, he's always been a great offensive coach, even at his time at Utah Valley, before moving on to BYU. And honestly, look at BYU this year. They were picked to finish 13th in the Big 12 this year. And nobody really gave them a shot coming from the WCC into, you know, what many consider to be the best conference in America, the Big 12. And man, I mean, he picked up some really big wins, probably most notably going into Allen Fieldhouse and knocking off Kansas. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about, oh, he doesn't have an NCAA tournament win yet or different things like that. And, you know, honestly, I think you just sort of got to give him a chance and let him sort of develop there, get his recruiting in place and see what he can do.
Where do you think Kentucky fans are wrong to be disappointed because they were wrong to think that Danny Hurley or Jay Wright? I mean, like Scott Drew, it was close. I mean, it was he made a decision. It wasn't like he told them no right away. He sent his family up there, vetted everything, and decided to stay here. But thinking that when your first choices are Jay Wright, who's very retired, Danny Hurley, who's just won his second title in a row 3 days ago, and then Billy Donovan, who's in the NBA and hasn't been in college in over a decade, do you think they set themselves up for this disappointment as opposed to just letting Mitch Barnhart figure out who the right guy is?
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a weird-ish situation in itself. You know, you think about, you know, Cal was sort of on the outs, it felt like, with a lot of their fans and a lot of the boosters and things like that. And I don't know how much that played into everything. You know, they were certainly later in the, you know, coaching carousel than a lot of these other teams that found, you know, some pretty solid options. You know, I definitely think it's for the Kentucky fans, I think it's more of a pride thing, seeing you know, a lot of bigger name coaches that, you know, and seemingly it would be an upgrade. You know, Scott Drew, you know, he's been at Baylor for 20 plus years. And I mean, I think if there wasn't, I saw it was sort of a family decision, and, you know, which is very understandable that he wanted to stay in Waco. But I think a guy like that, or a guy like, you know, Dan Hurley, if he's not coming off two national championships, you know, going from UConn to Kentucky, I mean, Kentucky is, like I said, it's sort of, you know, right there with your Kansas, your North Carolina, your Duke, UCLA, a sort of top of the top as far as college basketball goes. And I think that's where more of the frustration is for the Kentucky fans, is the fact that a lot of big names just said that, we're good here. We're good where we are. So I think that's kind of where we are with that.
I talked with Kendall Cout, one of our writers on SickM365.com yesterday, because he lives in Kansas and knows this very well. He's marrying a KU grad. I'm married to a KU grad, so I know this. But I'm curious from your perspective, because, Ryan, I know that you're a KU guy as well. And Kansas and Kentucky – Duke and, like, it's weird because Duke and North Carolina behave pretty much the same. Like, they're kind of opposite sides of the same coin. Kansas and Kentucky are those other two blue blood jobs that I would think they would behave kind of the same. But Kansas has never once complained about Bill Self. Not one time. Kentucky complains about everything all the time, including John Calipari, like, after he didn't make the Final Four for just a year. And then this has been building for about 8 years since he didn't make the Final Four. What do you think the difference is in that? Because Kansas fans went, 14 years between titles. But I've never heard one of them say, like, oh, I'm just tired of Bill Self and his nonsense.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of it is that if you just look at it, and it goes largely overshadowed with just how much emphasis is placed on the tournament, is the level of consistency, like consistent greatness that Kansas has had. They have not had a single down year the way that a team like Kentucky, who I think has missed, you know, a couple tournaments while Cal has been there, which just should be absolutely unacceptable when you're bringing in that kind of talent. Kansas has been a top four seed for the last 24 seasons, which is just like, you know, they've certainly had their fair share of early exits. I'm not going to deny that, but the fact that every single year they are at least in the mix, whether that be for the Big 12 or, you know, there's at least some hope going into the tournament that they could go all the way. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't happen, but, yeah, I mean, it's definitely interesting. I think just because Kentucky seems like they've had a few more higher profile players, I would say, over the last decade than Kansas has. Kansas has been a little bit more of the guys that are there for 4 or 5 years. They've had a few one and done here and there, but Kentucky is the one that's, you know, we're the team that's leading in NBA first round draft picks by a wide margin over anybody for the last decade plus. And, you know, they see these guys go to the NBA and ball out, and they're like, why couldn't you get this team to come together and put it together? So, yeah, it's interesting how that sort of worked out. But, I mean, it's weeks like this where I am definitely happy to be a Kansas fan. And I'll just let Kentucky just figure their stuff out and see where they go from here.
One day, and I know this because my wife and brother-in-law, I really just hope that when Bill Self retires, that the succession plan or who they have in mind, that it takes about 6 hours. Like, I don't think I can take any more than that before the complete family meltdown that would happen. You know, if they had to go through what Kentucky just went through at all. But that's probably, you know, a few years off in the future, so I'm not going to worry about it now. All right, Ryan, let's talk Masters right now. Bryson DeChambeau, great start yesterday, and is still the leader right now, except through 14 today, he is just even, so he has added nothing to that league lead. Scottie Scheffler, even today through 8, he's still playing absolutely fantastic. Max Homa had a great day today, like he did yesterday. I mean, he was very consistent. So how do you think this is going to shake out as we get into Saturday?
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at it. I mean, you know, it's this week sort of puts an emphasis on what men's professional golf has been missing for the last couple of years since LIV Golf sort of came to the forefront. A guy like Bryson, which, like, he's had the highest of highs, he's had the lowest of lows, but he is content. I mean, he is absolutely exhilarating to watch. Whether it's the long drives or this week, big story was his irons were 3D printed. And the center of the club face is pushed up almost like a wood or a driver would be, mm-hmm. to keep the face stable through impact, through high speed, which nobody's ever thought of something like that before. But that's just the kind of guy that Bryson is. He's willing to go to the ends of the earth to try to find any sort of advantage. But he hasn't played well at Augusta as of late. But this, whatever he found with these irons, it's certainly been paying off because he's hit quite a few. And you know, listen, I mean, when you got wherever Scotty ends up finishing, the conditions are really, really tough out there right now. So we'll see where he comes in. But I mean, I would be surprised if Scotty did not win, considering the position he's at now and the players that are around him, just considering how good of a ball striker he is. But yeah, there's certainly no shortages of things to watch over the weekend.
Ryan, who do you think could make a move this week or on Saturday to get towards the top that's not DeChambeau, Homa, or Scheffler?
Yeah, I was kind of looking down the leaderboard, and you know, one guy that came to mind was Ludvig Åberg. This is actually his first major championship start, which is incredible considering the fact that he is the number 9th ranked player in the world. And this time last year, he was playing college golf at Texas Tech. And so, I mean, man, he is a top 3 driver in the world. He's great with his irons, and you know, the short game has actually been pretty strong for him too this week. But he's sitting there. He shot the round of the day so far. First guy to shoot in the 60s all day today. So he's sitting there at 2 under, just sort of lurking. I think a guy like that, a guy like a Patrick Cantlay, who has, you know, he's basically won everything there is to win golf besides a major. You know, he's won a FedEx Cup. I think he has 9 wins on the PGA Tour, but he's sitting there at 2 under, and you know, he's got a sneaky good record at Augusta. He was the year Tiger won. He actually eagled 15 to briefly take the lead before Tiger came and got him. But yeah, I would say Aubert and Cantlay, just so the guys that are sort of lurking there at, you know, 1-2 under par. You know, if it ends up being DeChambeau, Homa, Scheffler sort of at the top, those would probably be 2 guys I'd watch on moving day.
Tiger Woods just made his 24th consecutive cut. He's played, he's tied for 24th at 1 over. I guess he just knows that course so well, and I hope he actually finishes this year, because that would be great. I don't expect him to, you know, take 8 shots out of this lead and go get up there like Tiger maybe could in the past, but still pretty impressive that has not missed the cut at Augusta ever.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing that really cemented it for me was the fact you think about that, right? And, you know, there's been a lot of years, especially recently, where he's come in and, you know, this might be his first start of the year. And the fact that he's able to still make the cut, considering the world-class players that are in this field, is truly incredible. I mean, you look at a guy like, you know, Jordan Spieth, who's going to miss the cut this week. Mm-hmm. You know, he's right in his prime. And Tiger hasn't had one single slip-up like that, even when he hasn't even been playing, which is – that makes it even more mind-blowing for me. And, yeah, I mean, listen – If Tiger could, I mean, he would never do this because he's so competitive, but if Tiger could, if the PGA Tour said, you can take a cart, you can go wherever you want, I think he would probably play 10, 12 times a year. And I think he could still easily be a top 25 player in the world. That's like how good he still hits the ball. The short game is always the thing to watch, because when you don't make that many competitive starts, that's usually the thing that takes the longest to sort of get there. It was pretty solid today. But yeah, I mean, it's just always going to be such a question, right? Because he can hit the shots, and the shots don't give him any pain at all. It's the walking, it's picking the ball out of the cup. And especially at a place like Augusta, that's so hilly and it's got all these different types of slopes. It's just, I hope he can get through 72 holes and put up 2 more decent rounds, because, man, I mean, it's just, you never know how many more times you're going to get to watch a guy like that. And a special place like Augusta, it's just, it's truly incredible to watch.
Ryan, thank you so much for hopping on again. Love having you on, like all the time. This has been great stuff. Super pumped to do more stuff with RotoWire. Look, for RotoWire.com is a fantastic, look, if you're into fantasy sports betting, like any of that stuff, if you just like numbers, RotoWire.com is where you go. Ryan covers golf and college basketball for them. Ryan, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Ryan Andrade from RotoWire.com. That's brought to you by GolfPartnerUSA.com. Link is dropped into the chat there. So go to GolfPartnerUSA.com.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.